deals for Tarasenko tea, Pareko bombs, and Blues sampler appetizers. Don't forget, if the Blues score five or more, Hot Shots legendary tacos are only $1 the next day. Hot Shots is a proud partner of the St. Louis Blues and home to Blues fans for over 25 years.
Hey, St. Louis, the holidays are right around the corner. Are you looking for a place to have a party? Or maybe for someone to cater a party? Maggie O'Brien's does it all. Office parties, retirements, promotions, birthdays, reunions, anniversaries, rehearsals, weddings, Irish wakes. With a banquet room that holds 250 people and catering vans that come to you, there is no party too small or large. Eddie McVeigh here asking you to consider Maggie's. Maggie O'Brien's at the corner of Market and 20th Street downtown. Union Station is next to us.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on reliable Ralph. Ask him to move that couch he moved for you last summer. Ralph will do it. Need a ride from the dentist? Better call Ralph. And he won't even film you after the laughing gas and put you online and get millions of views. He's reliable Ralph, for Pete's sake. Reliable Ralph is famous among friends. He deserves a Bud Light.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Looking for a new pair of gator boots? How about lizard boots? Come down to Chuck's Boots in Fenton or St. Peter's and see our wide variety of stingray, ostrich, lizards, gators, snakes, and eel boots. Remember, when you're looking for boots, whether work, western, fashion, biker, motorcycle, or hunting, you'll find all that and more at Chuck's Boots.
Chuck's Boots!
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. I'm always being asked, hey Ryan, what's the best time to refinance? And my answer is always the same, the end of the year. Mortgage interest rates are still hovering around their all-time lows and home values are skyrocketing. There's never been a better time to refinance, drop your rate, save a couple $100 a month, and maybe even pull out some cash to pay off all that high interest rate debt. The end of the year is the perfect time to do a refinance and you can apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri and Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee.
They've invented Boneless Tuesdays. It's a celebration every Tuesday where if you order boneless wings, you'll get another of the same size for free. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports. Prices and participation vary while supplies last. Additional restrictions apply. See participating locations for details.
Playing this for 35 years.
So join his partners
and there's no fun left on
FM.
And we're full of chips and we think you'll get lots of
diarrhea.
We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
The way the guy said that, he sounded like Tony Clifton. Who in the room knows who Tony Clifton is? No idea.
I know.
The alter ego of Andy Kaufman.
Tony Clifton.
Tony Clifton, that came out. That was Andy Kaufman's other character.
Was that movie called
Man on the Moon?
Man on the Moon.
Man on the Moon. That's the one, Tony Clifton. Yeah, maybe I'll introduce everybody as Tony Clifton. Okay, maybe I won't. This sounded more like a Georgie Jessel. That's right. You have to be really old to know who Georgie Jessel was. Well, good afternoon. Welcome to the December 18th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by First Community Credit Union. But first...
Hey!
That's right. I got it all in there. Let's start with a guy whose job is extremely important. Because he can make or break the show. For example, he can have this music you hear right now just a little bit too loud, like it is now, until he takes it down a notch, just a notch. Oh, so much better. Thank you. He is from Birmingham, England. It's still learning how to do levels on music. Give it time. He'll get it eventually. His name is Trevor Limey. Phillips, Trevor, please say hello to everyone or anyone.
Hello to everyone and anyone.
Oh, see? He knows how to follow instructions. That's a good sign. Heir to the Levi Strauss fortune, but you'd never know it. He just acts like a regular guy. He doesn't even act like a regular guy. He acts like an irregular guy.
I am irregular.
Dan Levi Strauss, say hi to your sponsor. Okay, you know what, Limey? Way to go. That's on me. I forgot to say. I'm under a lot of stress lately. I forgot to say in the house with his trouser mouse. Yeah. Good for you, Limey. Hang on. I have to put a mark in the plus column. Hold on.
Ooh. Limey. Good one.
Oh, where is three? Dan, say hi to your sponsor.
I will. I'd love to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They're from Stiefel. And if you're changing jobs and have a retirement account, you can give them a call for a complimentary portfolio review. Stiefel is a member SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello, everybody.
The man that I'm about to introduce used to weigh 400 pounds. I don't know if he likes that.
Bill Clement?
No, not me. Bill. No, Tim, you should have told us that because I have to tell you something. I think it is remarkable, and anybody would, that somebody can lose 100 pounds and is still working on it. You are to be applauded for that.
Yeah.
And so let's applaud. You refer to him as Tim. You mean Tim Woodburn, the newsman? Yes, but he's so much more. That's right. He is, as they would say in Birmingham, England, a private dick. Tim, say hi to your sponsor.
Gateway Investigations is my firm. I've had it for 10 years. And one of the things we specialize in, and I'll be honest about this, it's illegal to do what I'm about to tell you in Illinois, but it's legal to do it in Missouri. And that is to put a GPS device on somebody's car without their knowledge. And we do that all the time for boyfriends, girlfriends, wives, husbands, kids, coworkers, employees. If you want to know what your salesmen are doing out on the road, whatever. It's legal to do it in Missouri, and we do it well. And if you'd like to hear more information about that, email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
All right. Dan, do we have that on our Facebook page, Tim's email address? I believe we do.
I'll check it and see.
Just make sure. I would like to get him all the business he can handle. And apparently, a lot of AM and the PM people out there want somebody checked on. And that does not surprise me. Up next, he's on the road a lot. That's why his website is BillOnTheRoad.com. Bill Cleveland, say hi to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
See, I told you he was here. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. And a guy who joined us as an intern, what do you think, Dad, 35 years ago, 30 years ago?
Oh, yeah, probably 30,
close to 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. Disappeared, I guess, 6 or 8 weeks ago, just vanished. The last anybody saw of him, he was in Uranus, Missouri. And the last word he was known to have said was this one.
Jeez.
Like it was yesterday. That's Rat Boy. Bernice is in heaven.
You're also fine, Dan.
And would you please show them the respect in the form of applause they deserve as the world's greatest polka orchestra, Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah.
Now, we do have an email address for Tim on our Facebook page, but it is his personal email address.
Well, that'll work, won't it, Tim?
Sure.
They need to
Tim Woodburn 590 at yahoo.com.
Yeah, let's not confuse everybody. If you get him there, he'll get a hold of you if it's work-related. We're brought to you by First Community Credit Union. Dan took a Saturday off this last Saturday. Hey, Limey, how'd that go, that yard sale?
I had a lot of fun, I got to say. Definitely, yeah. Dan, if you ever need me to fill in for you again, I got you.
All right.
And it's going exactly as it should, because I get word from the inside that the other station, who chose to run with the yard sale, even though it really wasn't theirs, are now struggling.
For our yard sale, this is doing better and better and better. And next Saturday morning, it'll be again co-hosted by Scott Sherman, who I think does a terrific job, and the other co-host is Dan Strauss, who I also have to say, Scott Sherman does a good job.
Yeah.
I know that had to hurt. It's brought to you by First Community Credit Union. First Community Credit Union is a place to bank. I believe, I don't know what the percent, what was that?
What was that?
That was my intercom. Did you just press something over there?
No, I didn't touch it.
Intercom.
Yeah, we have our intercom. Hit the button.
My intercom.
I love it when he sounds American. I just do. But we don't expect it all the time. We appreciate you for who you are, even with a Birmingham, England accent. So, and if you didn't hear earlier, my goodness, folks, our Christmas present came early. Mm. We got an intercom, finally, between Dan's room and our room. Whew, this is a good day. Well, we are brought to you by First Community Credit Union. It is a place to bank. I don't know the percentage, but I would bet that, let's say, of adults, people 21 and over, 98% of people do some sort of banking. I can't imagine. It's more than 2%, if it's even that, of people who just... There are some old codgers out there. I'm not going to have anything to do with a bank. I'm not letting anybody have my money. I guess there are a few of those still remaining, but most people do some sort of banking. I have an invitation for you. I don't know where you bank. I don't care where you bank. I just care that you at least consider banking at First Community Credit Union for a couple of reasons. They're huge supporters of this show. They sponsor the yard sale. And forget all that. It's a great place to bank. The rates are competitive. And here's an offer that you'll find, as the Godfather would say, well, it's not an offer you can't refuse. You can refuse it, but why would you? And here it is. If you'll move your car loan from wherever it is over to First Community Credit Union, they will give you $100. They'll put $100 in your account. That's it. Well, what's the red tape, the string? There are none. You just, look, you have a car loan anyway. All right. Move it over to First Community Credit Union. There is a good chance the rate will be better, which means the car payment will be lower. Think about it, but don't think too long, because it ends the end of this year, which I believe is only 23 more days. Yeah, that's it. And a couple of those days, they'll be closed because, you know, it's Christmas Day and New Year's Day. So you got like, and Sundays. So you got like 18 days. So get on it. As Mr. Gunderson said, our ag teacher and study hall teacher, get on the stick, young man. That's what he used to say in high school. Son, you need to get on the stick. I don't know what the stick is, but get on it. First Community Credit Union, 43 locations. You stop in, say hello. Tell them you're AM and the PM. Have some fresh popcorn. You can also go to firstcommunity.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota.
Bill Clevland's here, live and in person. Author, traveler, tourist, tour guide, TV personality, internet personality, radio personality, does it all. He's brought to you by Window World. They don't do it all. They do one thing, replacement windows, but they do it better than anybody else. And you can find out more about that at windowworldst.louis.com. Say hello to Bill Clevland. Good to see you, Bill.
Thanks. Good to see you, too. Yesterday, December 17th, was the anniversary of the Wright brothers' very first successful flight.
All right. I'd like to interject something, if I could.
Sure.
I have framed a payroll check. It's from the Winters Bank in Dayton, Ohio, mm-hmm. and it is a payroll check to a lady who worked at the Wright Brothers factory, and it's signed, and it's a fountain pen signature by Orville Wright.
Excellent.
Yeah. I bought it in Las Vegas for $1,000.
Wow.
It's pretty neat, actually. And you know that Winters National Bank in Dayton, do you know whose family that was? Jonathan Winters. And Jonathan Winters never had any sort of memorabilia from his family bank, And the owner of the store where I bought it said the last one they sold, the payroll check like that, was to Jonathan Winters. He bought one because he just wanted something from his family's bank. And now you know, as Paul Harris says, the rest of the story.
No, it's Harvey. Paul Harvey that says that.
What is it?
Yeah, Harvey.
What is it?
Harvey, oh, I think.
Paul Harvey. Same thing. Harris Harvey. Same thing.
Well, you mentioned Dayton, Ohio. Dayton, Ohio. That is where we are headed today. So, yes, the anniversary of the very successful, first successful flight, that was 1903, so 114 years ago. Now, that
have you been to Kitty Hawk?
So, you mentioned Kitty Hawk. I've not been to Kitty Hawk, but Dayton and I have been several times, and yes, the first flight, successful flight, so-called successful flight, did take place in North Carolina, but all of the history of the Wright brothers is in Dayton. I mean, the field, Huffman Prairie Field, where they practice all these flights, and they, you know, try to get everything just perfect, that all took place in Dayton. Their bicycle shops, where they first started, those were all in Dayton. So Dayton, Ohio, I always suggest that's where people go to learn about the Wright brothers. So a few things that you might want to check out. First of all, they do have one of the bike shops still left. There were five in total. The fourth one is the one that's still standing in Dayton. You can go in there and you can tour that. That's pretty cool. You can walk across the parking lot and go to the visitor center. There's actually two visitor centers there. One of the neat things I think you can do at the visitor center is you can do a virtual sort of test flight of the original Wright Flyer plane. And I'm happy to tell you I've crashed it twice, so I quit trying. But it's a pretty neat deal. There's also a place called the Carillon Historical Park. And this is just sort of a hodgepodge of really interesting things. So they have, you know, for example, 30 historical buildings. They do have the original 1905 Wright Flyer 3, which was known as the first practical airplane, the world's first practical airplane. And on the patent, I always think this is kind of cool. I don't know why, but they didn't call it an airplane. They called it a flying machine. So if you look at the patents for the airplane, it's actually called a flying machine. So you can check that out. And did you know, Frank, that Dayton is where the cash register was invented?
Nope.
Yeah, the cash register was invented there. So inside this Carillon Historical Park, they have a really cool display of old-time cash registers, hundreds of these old-time cash registers, and those are pretty neat to see.
And you know what else Dayton has that I bet you didn't know?
What's that?
When I was minor league hockey announcer, I called hockey in a bunch of cities around North America. Dayton is the only arena in America that they play on blue ice.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Hera. I didn't damn it like that because he's a hockey guy. They play on blue. I don't know why they do that, but it's at Hera Arena in Dayton, and they instead of playing on white, they play on blue. It's really a fun little antiquated place to go see a minor league hockey game.
Wouldn't they all be blue? That sounds pretty neat. Pretty cool to me.
I don't know. It's white is the color that offsets the color of the black puck, but for some reason in Dayton they paint it blue.
And there's never an offsides.
No.
Right.
That's a hockey joke.
One other thing that you have to check out in Dayton, and this isn't necessarily specific to the Wright brothers, but it is the home of the United States Air Force Museum. Or the National Museum of the United States Air Force, it's called. I cannot stress enough, this is one of the coolest museums in the United States. Have you been to this,
Frank? I've heard this before. I've never been to Dayton, but I've heard this from a lot of people.
So this is essentially, it's four different airplane hangars, makes up 17 acres worth of, I guess, essentially every military. Holy
cow! What happened?
Easy, Taylor.
Going so great.
What happened?
Pretty much every military plane, at least you know that aren't classified or something, is on display, and they're in chronological order. So you walk in and you see the very first airplanes that they would have used, and you walk through these buildings, and you need at least 2 days to see everything.
So when you say military plane, you mean transport planes, fighter jets?
Yes.
You mean everything?
Yes, including this is the only place in the world where you can see a B-2 stealth bomber on display. They've got that there. And they have presidential aircrafts as well. So you'll see the, I can't remember what the technical term is, but it was a former Air Force One plane. You've all seen it, the blue, you know, painted plane.
I think it was Kennedy's, I think.
Well, it was the plane that Kennedy's body was taken back from Dallas after he was assassinated back to Washington, D.C. I think Clinton actually used the plane. But it has some historical significance. They also have the plane that FDR used. So you actually see the transporter thing that would take his wheelchair and bring him up into the plane. They've got like this crazy 1950s spacecraft thing they experimented with. I mean, it is just a really, really awesome museum. And it's free. It doesn't cost you a dime. So if you want to learn more about that, I have all of it up at BillOnTheRoad.com. And I am Bill Cleveland on 590 the on the road, for God's sakes. On the road.
Spit it out, yeah.
On the
spit
road. It out. And on 590 the Fan.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome.
Bill Cleveland, everybody.
Nice job, Bill.
Yeah, thank you.
Smooth.
Dan, I will not be here Thursday. I'll be traveling. And
what?
Since we only have tomorrow and Wednesday, Dan, we have to do Reindeer Rock either tomorrow or Wednesday.
Definitely.
And I'll let you pick. Okay. But folks, I'd be listening. Tim, you've never been part in Limey Reindeer Rock. Mm-hmm. You've not been part of Dan's scene.
Oh, you're in for a treat.
I've been told about it.
We will go
and
through
And we get to participate.
Yeah,
and he'll give you the instructions. It's pretty simple. It's one of, you know, there are three or four things this audience lives for. And this is one of them. Reindeer Rock. Yeah. Every year at Christmas. I got a robocall on my birthday. See, now I can say it was my birthday because I don't like it's my birthday today. But it's over now. But I get this robocall, and I didn't like it. And I answered, I said, hello. And this person says, oh, good, you're there. Hang on a second. Okay, everybody. And then this chorus, happy birthday. Like it was an office group of people. And I thought, well, I'm going to keep listening to this piece of crap to just see who sent me this irritating thing. And when it was over, it said, happy birthday from all your friends here at Allstate Insurance. And I thought, I don't have Allstate. And now I don't want it. I know I'm weird, but I don't like that. I don't like that fake. Have you ever had one of those deals where they go, hi there, and you actually go, hey, how you doing?
Yes.
And you don't realize it's a recording. That does is make me mad. That doesn't work. I'm not going to buy your product. You just made me mad because you made me feel like an idiot for talking to...
And I go, I can stop you right here. And they keep talking and keep going and keep going. Then you realize it's a recording. But for those of you that don't... Frank shares a birthday with Joe Vitale, so...
Yeah, that's why Dan always says it's Joe Vitale's birthday, because it's a subliminal way of wishing me happy birthday because he knows I don't like it.
Frank, do you know that there's a Joe Vitale who plays in the National Hockey League who's from St. Louis, and when Dan keeps talking about Joe Vitale from St. Louis, he's not talking about that guy. He's talking about the Joe Vitale that like only Dan knows.
Yeah.
Instead of the one who like made it big time. I think
Joe Vitale, actually, plays hockey. He plays hockey with the Eagles, and I play hockey with the Eagles, and he... He actually plays hockey with the Eagles, right. But he owns Supreme Grinding.
So. Okay, my bad.
But I think it's great. I think it's great that Dan gives this Joe Vitale his moment in the spotlight. Because that other one gets all the attention.
No, that's true. That's true.
I think it's good. Now, Tim mentioned in the news this Reginald Clemens. Folks, if you're not familiar with what happened in 1991, go Google it and just go back and if you can stand to read it, one of the most heinous, horrible murders. Are you guys really familiar with what these two scumbags are, these girls?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How in the world can he just now finally be getting... That was in 91.
I know.
I was 11 years old.
They had a retrial. They did a whole new retrial because they said the police... beat him.
Well, it wasn't a retrial. They overturned it. They overturned his conviction because they said he beat him.
Oh, yeah.
So he was going to go to trial next month, and he pled today instead of going to trial next month to save himself from the death penalty because they were going to...
If I'm not wrong from what I read, isn't it pretty crystal clear that he and the other guy did this?
Yep.
Yeah.
There's no question about this. How it can take 36 years or what, it just blows me away. What a horrible murder of these two poor... And when you think about what they went through, the torture. This is not just murder. This is torture. Man, oh, man, in a case like this, am I ever for the death penalty? I don't care. You bleeding heart people. The death penalty is cruel, and sometimes it hurts them. Who cares? Who cares when you do something like that? That was a terrible, terrible crime. I read over the weekend where the SNL Weekend Update anchors Colin Jost and Michael Che have now been named the co-head writers. I stopped watching SNL long ago when it became all politics. It was no longer comedy. It was political statements. But I'm going to tell you, the worst update people ever are these two. This Yost and
Yeah,
they're horrible.
Agree.
They are horrible. So I just had to get that out there. Sexual harassment claims are now up at restaurants across the country. Really? What's new? They're going to be up everywhere. It's a male-dominated industry.
Nice set of Hooters chefs. You got there.
Well, they didn't mention Hooters, but that's the voice of one of the restaurant managers. Now, thank you. Good, Limey. Very good. I think another check mark in the plus one.
Column is filling up.
Racking them up over here, buddy.
You are racking them up.
Just need more paper.
Racking them up.
Isn't it interesting, though, that in a country where, now I am going back a few years, but I still think in most households, the cook is mom. Yet, and when you take it to the professional level, restaurants and chefs, it's mostly men. Yeah. It's interesting to me. Hmm. I mean, how many famous female chefs do you see? A couple. And for every one or two of those, there are 20, 30 well-known male chefs. I think that's pretty interesting. But, of course, now a lot of people, well, I was 18. I worked in a restaurant briefly when I was 18. And I witnessed it. The guy who was one of the owners and managers of the restaurant he constantly had waitresses in his office with the door closed, and it would open and you'd see her in his lap and stuff. And, you know, it was really, really common. And apparently it hasn't gone away. A little short on time, so, but you know what? I have a quick joke. So the joke is really, as my jokes go, the way I tell them, it's quick. So I do have time for this. They are no longer going to make the following cars, I think, after 2018. Now, I still have trouble accepting that there's no more Plymouth, there's no more Oldsmobile, there's no more Mercury. All those cars are, there's no more Pontiac. Those are all cars when I grew up that were, most of those cars were in every other person's driveway. They're doing away with the Chevy SS. That doesn't surprise me. Most people don't even know what that is. It's a souped-up sedan, high-performance family car.
That stands
car.
For a super sport, right?
It does. The Hyundai Azera, goodbye. Mitsubishi Lancer, goodbye. Jeep Patriot, goodbye.
Wow.
Viper, so long. The smart car, that little car for two people,
yeah.
Goodbye. Now the
really.
Why would you applaud that?
Because I hate that little car.
You do?
I do. That's a stupid car.
Does
it
get
looks
a
like a golf cart?
It's so tiny.
It's point. I don't even. It's like a golf cart on steroids.
I get it for running around in a little retirement community.
Right. Sure.
And Viper. I drove a Viper. Let me tell you something. When Viper came out, I thought this is the coolest looking car I've ever seen. And then I drove one. One of the most uncomfortable cars you'll ever sit in. But Viper's gone. So is the Mitsubishi. IMIEV, I don't even know what that is. Lexus CT200H, gone. Nissan Quest, gone. Mercedes-Benz B-Class, gone. Buick Verano, gone. Chrysler 200, gone. Volkswagen Touareg, gone. Volkswagen CC, gone. Those cars apparently are being dropped in 18. That's 15 of them. Wow, that's a lot of models. But to me, I think there are too many car models. There are too many. There are too many that look like too many others, to me. And you go down the road, and yeah. You see a car, and honest to goodness, you don't even know what it is because it looks like eight other cars.
Well, you look at at one point, Hyundai had the same type of front end with the lights and everything that a Mercedes had. The only thing it was missing was the Mercedes emblem on the hood.
Yeah, and that was deliberate, of course, so that you know, it would look like a more expensive car. All right, ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
It's a quick one. Don't blink or you'll miss this. Two FM DJs are sitting at a bar. And for those who don't know anything about FM DJs, that's what they do a lot. They sit at the bar and drink a lot. And one of them says to the other one, he says, did you know that elks have sex 10 to 15 times a day?
Ooh.
Yeah. His buddy said, what? He said, yeah. Oh, yeah, Elks. Sex 10 to 15 times a day. And his FM DJ friend says, ah, crap. And I just joined the Knights of Columbus.
All right, let's see how traffic looks. Here's Tory Lyons.
Traffic's brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings, southbound 170 at Olive, wrapping up an accident. Accident southbound 170 at the Forest Park Parkway. A good run out of the city, westbound 44. All lanes reopen at Shrewsbury. Pockets of volume southbound 270, south of Page to 44. Traffic incident reported north of Manchester. Accident southbound 270 ramp to westbound 44. And an accident southbound 270 at Tess on Ferry. Construction jam northbound 55 at Illinois 143. They've invented Boneless 2 Days, a celebration every Tuesday where you order boneless wings, you'll get another of the same size for free. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports. Prices and participation vary. See participating locations for details. I'm Tory Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
Hi, this is Tim Woodburn. As a licensed private investigator for the last 10 years, I've helped hundreds of area residents learn the truth. When you need to know the truth, call Gateway Investigations. For a free consultation, call 238-1367, 238-1367, or email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on Tailgate Terry. Without Tailgate Terry, you wouldn't have cold Bud Lights and 7-layer dip at every pregame. That's 56 layers per season. Just the right amount if you ask Terry. Just don't ask him while he's inflating the 8-foot mascot he blows up for tailgating. Tailgate Terry is famous among friends. He deserves a Bud Light. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey, St. Louis, the holidays are right around the corner. Are you looking for a place to have a party? Or maybe for someone to cater a party? Maggie O'Brien's does it all. Office parties, retirements, promotions, birthdays, reunions, anniversaries, rehearsals, weddings, Irish wakes. With a banquet room that holds 250 people and catering vans that come to you, there is no party too small or large. Eddie McVeigh here asking you to consider Maggie's. Maggie O'Brien's at the corner of Market and 20th Street downtown. Union Station is next to us.
McBride & Son Homes, Missouri's largest home builder, has a great deal for you this holiday season. Buy a new McBride home in December and get $2,000 to $10,000 in holiday cash for use at closing. McBride also has nearly 100 inventory homes ready for a quick move-in, marked down with tremendous year-end savings. And with nearly 40 communities across Metro St. Louis, there are homes for every price point and in every part of town, so there's no reason to wait. Get $2,000 to $10,000 in holiday cash for use at closing this December only. Visit McBrideHomes.com for details.
Blues Ticket Tuesdays are back again this season at Hot Shots. You can qualify to win a pair of Blues tickets at every Hot Shots during every Tuesday game this season. All you have to do is show up to be entered to win. Cheer on the Blues with awesome food and drink specials, including Bud Family Products, Jack Daniels, Tarasenko Tea, Pareco Bombs, Blues Sampler Appetizers, and more. Hot Shots has been home to Blues fans for over 25 years. Visit HotShotsNet.com for more details.
Everyone knows that right now is the perfect time to be refinancing your mortgage. Here's why you choose thehomeloanexpert.com. We get our clients lower rates, saving them hundreds of dollars a month. We never charge any upfront or out-of-pocket costs. We can get you cash out to pay off those credit cards. Buying a home, we get you pre-approved the same day. We have the best customer service in the business. And the best part, you can skip 2 full months of mortgage payments. If your current rate is not in the twos, apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri and Illinois residential mortgage licensee.
I'm checking in with Mike Evans. I'm not sure, but I think Mike is short for Michelangelo. Michelangelo John Evans, I think that's his name. He's in Southern California, and he's brought to you by Annie Guns. I had a nice conversation with Tom Sainert this morning. Tom owns Annie Guns and the Smokehouse. And I said, Tom, You have no idea how much we appreciate you being part of the show when I know you don't need us. You don't need to advertise. And you know what he said to me? He said, we'll be part of the show as long as there is a show. How about that?
Wow.
How about that? Yeah. And it's true. They don't advertise anywhere because they don't need to, but we are thrilled to have them be part of what we're doing here. And what they do is sponsor this guy, Mike Evans. Annie Guns and the Smokehouse are closed only on Monday, which means, they're closed today, but only Mondays. They're east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley, and none of that other stuff compares in terms of restaurants to what they do at Annie Guns. You will need a reservation for dinner, and gift cards, my goodness, are a great idea. And now, from Southern California, Michelangelo Jonathan Evans.
How's it going, Homer?
It's doing good. I'm taking my bed now. Have a little beverage. A little liquid.
I want to thank a guy named Ron Farson for a really nice email he just sent me, and I really appreciate it. And Mike, you mind if I read it? It's
please do. Please do.
It says, Frank, I'm one of those silent listeners who've been listening to your show for many years, since you first started on The Other Place. And when The Other Place was under different call letters in the 80s, I want to thank you for the many laughs over the years. I am so glad you're still out there and that you made the transition to the new station. Okay. Merry Christmas to you and your family. P.S. I like Limey and the other new staff. They are doing a great job.
Wow.
How about that? Thank you, Ron.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it. I think that's beautiful, homie.
I appreciate it. So,
I think that's just beautiful.
What's going
on? How's your weekend?
It was great because my daughter came in and her boyfriend, who luckily and thank goodness we like. I can't imagine any more thing more awkward than your son or your daughter having a girlfriend or a boyfriend that you can't stand.
Well, his name's
but
Dan.
We like it. So. Well, that had a lot to do with it. Yeah. As soon as he said that, I thought, okay. You're already a step ahead. You got the right name. No, he's a good guy. I like him. I like what I know of his family. I like. And so, yeah, we had a great time. And I told these guys earlier, we watched a movie that I had not watched for a long, long time, and I forgot how funny it was and just laughed our guts out. Dumb and Dumber. Oh, my goodness, what a funny, stupid, funny movie.
Stupid but funny.
Oh, it's ridiculous, but it's funny, yeah.
Merry Christmas week and Happy Hanukkah week to everybody. Our pop quiz theme this week, what kind of cars do celebrities drive?
Oh.
Today, name the name of the celebrity who drives a Toyota Prius. Tom Hanks, 50 Cent, Julia Roberts, Ellen DeGeneres. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Right.
Love Nuggets, most outrageous thing that I've heard this year. Is
it true
that the money-hungry, shameless, mom-daughter, slime, tag-team lawyers, Gloria Allred and her daughter, Lisa Bloom, are offering $750,000 to any woman that would come forward and accuse Donald Trump of illegal sexual behavior? Not prove, but just accuse him of that.
Yeah, do it twice, Limey, because there are two of them. It's a mother, mother-daughter. Thank you.
Accuse.
Oh, my goodness. How much lower can you go?
Unbelievable. Paris Hilton has very quietly been dating actor Chris Zylik for 8 years. Paris, 37, wants a baby. Clock is ticking, and wedding bells may soon be ringing for Paris Hilton. One thing I find very unattractive about her is her size, 12 and a half feet.
She has 12 and a half.
No, I heard that. I'd heard that before. She has huge feet.
Huge feet.
That wouldn't stop
me. The only reason you want to have her around, in case you're worried about camping out and there being a forest fire. Stamping it out. Other than that, I don't know that you want to be involved.
I thought you were going to say use them as a canoe. Yeah. Hey, Mike, float away.
Mike, you know that the city of Paris has a Hilton Hotel, right?
Yes.
And it's easy to get into the Paris Hilton. Did you know that?
See what he did there?
Yeah. Oh, see, slut humor.
Slightly.
Yeah. No slut shaming.
Vagina humor.
Yeah.
Sorry, I couldn't resist. All right. Couldn't resist.
Sorry. And I love a nugget with a twist. How about this? A fireman in New York City with an incredible crush on Madonna. Don't you dare.
No, I'm... No.
Anyway.
No.
Anyway.
Not going to happen.
Nice try.
And a crush on Madonna stood in front of her apartment holding a sign begging for a date. And on the sign also said, if you refuse, I'll leave you alone. She, Madonna, called the police and they came. They arrested him for trespassing. But firemen and policemen in New York don't get along. These two cops roughed up this fireman, roughed him up pretty bad. So he ended up suing the cops for brutality. He never got the date with Madonna, but won $325,000 against the cops.
Wow. Hold on a second. He held up a sign that said, if you refuse, I'll leave you alone. What's wrong with that?
I know. Well, the $325,000, had she gone out with him, he would have needed that for penicillin. So,
Thank
you. We'll be at the Improv on Thursday night. Thank you, Arglin.
Slut humor. A lot of slut humor. Yeah.
Broadway news, everybody said it would be a flop, never make it, however.
And there's always a however in life.
We were not together at all.
No.
Go ahead.
No, we were not.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Oh.
Opened last week, tickets selling out.
I would love to go see that.
Of course
I love SpongeBob SquarePants.
I do too.
You
have to hold the screen right next to your face to see it.
Though, I do
right?
too.
So we did there?
Yes.
The reference.
But the hottest ticket in Broadway is the Jimmy Buffett Escape to Margaritaville. Saw that in Hawaii. Fabulous.
What, that's fabulous. A play?
Yeah.
Huh.
Great quote from Bill McCuddy talking about the fabulous performance by Margot Robbie, who plays Tonya Harding and I, Tonya. McCuddy says, quote, Margot Robbie deserves an Oscar nomination playing Tonya Harding, even if she has to kneecap Meryl Streep.
Oh man.
I think that's kind of good.
I think it's kind of good.
How is it that Tonya Harding gets red carpet treatment with this guy? I mean, she was an assaulter of Nancy Kerrigan. Why is she all of a sudden a star? I don't get that.
It's a pretty interesting story.
It's a great movie.
Right.
It's a great movie.
No, I'm not talking about the movie. I'm talking about Tonya Harding herself appeared on the red carpet.
But only because of the movie. Otherwise, yeah, she's just a trailer park reject.
Oh, great.
Why?
Wow, if you didn't recognize it, that was a dead-on impression of Nancy
That's
Kerrigan.
Awesome. That was
Thank you very much. Thank you. I'll be here all week.
Yeah.
New York Post headline, although Russian Olympic team has been barred from the Winter Games in Korea for cheating in the last Olympics, Russian President Putin says that he will fight the decision. New York Post headline screams, it's not over yet.
That's good. A little Russian humor. That's good.
There you go. All right. And very often I can work out a Russian humor. Oh, I've said my mind. By the way, I took some people out to dinner, some friends. They took me out for my birthday when I was in Hawaii. So I took him out for his birthday. And there's this, I think it's called Meoni, Pinot Noir wine. And I like it. I buy it occasionally. And so we bought a bottle of it at the restaurant. I buy this wine at Trader Joe's, okay, for $15. They charged me $70 for this bottle of wine. Same bottle of wine. $70.
Is that Vladimir Putin?
I looked at the bill. I go, wait a minute. This must be a mistake. This is the only wine you charged me $70 for. That's what it costs. I go, well, that might be what you charge, but that's not what it cost. What's that? What is that noise?
Vladimir Putin.
That's Tim.
It's not Tim.
No, you mentioned Putin. When I was a kid, that's the only word we used for gas was, oh, somebody pooted. Oh. Every time I hear Putin's name, that's what
we always use blow it out your ass.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, come on. Now that's not appropriate.
My grandma used
to
say,
"That's enough." Thank you, everybody.
Who cleared their throat?
My grandma Strauss would always say, "Okay, who shot the German?"
Yeah, I don't get that at all, but it's funny.
I don't either.
Hong Kong.
He shot the chain.
He shot the German.
I know.
Finally, no. Finally, no.
I know. Cold-hearted, all the rules of night, remove the colors from our sight. Quick, who sang that?
I have no idea.
What?
Mike Evans.
Bob Marley.
Moody Blues.
I'll say Moody Blues. Yeah, me too.
Who drives a Toyota Prius? Tom Hanks, 50 Cent, Julia Roberts, Ellen DeGeneres.
Ellen DeGeneres.
I'm going to go Ellen. Yep. Also.
There is no way 50 Cent drives a Prius, so I'm going to go Tom Hanks.
Say Julia Roberts.
I'm going to go Julia Roberts.
The answer is Julia Roberts.
Oh, yeah. Bill and I got it.
Yep.
You've got to turn the Annex mic off, apparently.
I was giving you
real
a little
quickly,
boost.
Real quickly here, Larry Connors, who comes on right after we get off here at 6 o'clock.
Has also drives a Prius, tonight. I think.
Oh, he doesn't. Does he?
No, I don't know. I'm sorry.
Oh, I hope not. I can't stand those cars. Sorry, but I don't know. Never liked them. Larry says that there's some people calling for Al Franken. Some of the people who call for him to resign are now saying, hey, maybe not. Politics, go figure. Puff Daddy wants to buy the California Panthers, and Colin Kaepernick wants to be part of the ownership and quarterback.
You dumbass.
Wow.
Yeah. Plus, Larry's going to tell you how the NFL will spend $90 million to teach social justice. Also, the Pentagon apparently has admitted it has a secret program and has had for 5 years tracking UFOs. And he also has more on the war against Christmas. Larry Connors, Larry Connors USA, coming up right after we exit. Goodfeed Stores, I don't know why, but lately I get more email about Goodfeet than I normally get. I don't know what that's about. Apparently, for some reason, this time of year, people... I don't know. I wish I could explain it, but I get people going, oh, my goodness, I finally went to Goodfeet. I can't believe this. I feel so much better now, and my back doesn't hurt, or I don't have the foot pain anymore. So here's what that's all about. Goodfeet doesn't sell shoes. They sell inserts, arch supports, all right? You don't need an appointment. There are two locations in the St. Louis area. They're all over the country, and they're very successful. And they're successful because for many people, this is the answer. This is the pain relief they're looking for. You will know in the store. You'll know right there when they fit you with the right arch support and you get up and walk around and have that sort of feeling. There you go. I hope it works for you. It's worked for thousands of people, but you're not going to know until you go in. Here's where you go, and again, no appointment necessary. There's no way you're going to be in there more than 30, 40 minutes, and you'll know whether or not this is the relief you've been looking for. On Olive, west of 270, catty-cornered across from TGI Fridays, and in Shiloh, Illinois, Greenmount Road across from Deerberg's. GoodfeetStLouis.com.
It takes four essential ingredients to brew Bud Light. Barley, rice, water, and hops. But this is a 30-second commercial, so here's some sound effects of bottles opening. Here's to the beer you can always count on. Brewed to be America's favorite light lager, Bud Light. Famous among friends. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Refinancing or buying a home shouldn't be difficult, and that's why people choose thehomeloanexpert.com. We get our clients lower rates, saving them hundreds of dollars a month. We can get you the cash you need to pay off those credit cards. We never charge any upfront or out-of-pocket costs. We close in as little as 2 weeks, and the best part? We do all that with customer service that these other banks and mortgage companies just can't match. Refinancing or buying a home? Apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri and Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee.
McBride & Son Homes, Missouri's largest home builder, has a great deal for you this holiday season. Buy a new McBride home in December and get $2,000 to $10,000 in holiday cash for use at closing. McBride also has nearly 100 inventory homes ready for a quick move-in, marked down with tremendous year-end savings. And with nearly 40 communities across Metro St. Louis, there are homes for every price point and in every part of town, so there's no reason to wait. Get $2,000 to $10,000 in holiday cash for use at closing this December only. Visit McBrideHomes.com for details.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
Mr. Grinch.
You really are a heel.
You know, I I'm one of the few people who doesn't know that story, The Grinch?
He stole Christmas. He tried to.
Yeah. I need to watch that. Jim Carrey did it, right?
Yeah. Good movie. Jim, oh, it's great.
It's great. Pretty good.
Yeah. It's a good one.
Oh. Wow. It's a sad time for all of you as we come to the close of another perfect broadcast. But we'll do it again tomorrow. And then again Wednesday, and hopefully for a long, long time. Please thank a police officer every chance you get. They deserve it. Thanks for joining us. Have a great Monday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan.
All right, goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is Larry Connors. You're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS, Wood River, KPNT, HD2 Collinsville, and Inside STL St. Louis, the home.